Well, you just broke my eardrums. Oh, God. On that check one, too.
Well, I mean, look, it's the good news is you can't hear bad news moving forward.
Good God, it's been a fucking week, man.
2 weeks, really.
I mean, year. It's 2020. I saw someone post something the other day that was like, I'm giving 2020 the worst Yelp review. Is that not the truth, though? I'm like, it is only March.
Yeah. And the whole year's canceled.
The whole year is essentially canceled, which at this rate, the way that it was going, I'm almost fine with that. Right. It's like, right. 2020, you have showed us what you're made of. I'm not sure I want any more of you.
Wow. 2020 vision. Not so good.
Where's Oprah when we need her? God. Right. So, you know, obviously there's a lot going on this week. We had a whole At Casual planned, and we had a couple of them planned, actually, and it just seemed so irrelevant because literally so much is going on. We had huge tornadoes here in Nashville that devastated two parts of our city. I mean, so many people that we knew completely lost their houses. So we've already been living in a shitstorm, literally.
Literally.
And now this coronavirus shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, for the language. I feel like I just have to cuss so much right now.
Parental advisory, you know.
Ugh, that's how I feel, though.
You're going to be at home listening with your kids, though, so.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll start the edit here.
You know, it's probably not any worse than what they're hearing at school anyway, so.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's, look, that's obviously affecting way beyond our pocket of the world.
Right.
You know, it's affecting the entire world at this point. So, but you know, we recognize that this is where we want to, you guys want to come and laugh a little bit on a Friday. So we don't want this to be too heavy, but we also, you know, it can't be the elephant in the room that we're not talking about.
Yeah. I mean, let's acknowledge the severity of the situation. For me, I think, and this is what I was saying to you earlier, I personally was kind of like, okay, everyone needs to chill out. This coronavirus thing, like, I get it. It's spreading. And, you know, this is what I was thinking. Please don't come at me, people. People are so aggressive about this. but I was just thinking kind of like, I didn't really see the difference between this and the flu, if I'm being really honest. And I was like, our flu season's been terrible. Like, I get it. And you don't want that. But also, why are we going into this panic? And then the more I've read, and obviously last night watching the president talk about this and cancel travel between here and Europe, really start laying down some major things. And now we're watching all of these. You just told me the NCAA tournament's canceled.
Yeah.
All professional sports are canceled. And we've been talking a lot today because in our industry, in the entertainment industry, like, a lot of touring is going away.
Which
is devastating.
Hopefully it's, you know, up on a pause and it will come back once, you know, cases start to go down and we get this thing under control.
Yeah.
But it still, it puts a lot of people their lives and their livelihoods on hold, which is really scary. You know, it's unless you're looking under the hood of our industry and sort of know it intimately, you don't, it's can be devastating for a lot of people. So.
Well, I mean, you said you were like, you know, I don't personally feel the effects of that. You're a salaried employee.
Correct.
So I totally see why you wouldn't. I do. I last night could not go to sleep because I was so stressed out. I get paid job to job. So if events go away, like, my jobs go away, and that means I'm not making money.
Right.
And that is super stressful on a lot of levels. And I know that the canceling of events, I mean, that goes all the way down to people who work at the concession stands, who take your tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it puts so many people out of work. And so I know they're feeling the same things I am, which is just sort of panic because, like, what do you do? I said, I'm going to start being a nanny. All these schools going out.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think here's the thing. It's not to recommend being opportunist, but it's like, look for the opportunities in this rather than panic. And
yeah.
And I mean, that is, as much as we were joking about it, like, that is truly an opportunity. It's
what are the needs?
Schools are being canceled, and what are working parents who have to go to work going to do? There are going to be needs that are going to be filled. You know, it's obviously a lot of people weren't budgeting for childcare at this point, so it's not a solution for everybody. But yeah, I mean, there's so many question marks, and the hope here is that these actions are preventative to keep it from spreading. It's not about, like, us all panicking and thinking we're going to get it. Chances are a lot of us are going to get it. Hopefully most of us will not die from it.
Right.
But, you know, the more that we can do to prevent people from spreading it, I think is it's wise at this point. It's certainly stinks, and it's going to have ramifications really beyond what we can probably even comprehend.
I think,
but I also think it's important because the shorter that this thing is here and a real threat,
right,
the better.
I think that's a very good point. And of course, it's not ideal, like you said, but that's the situation we're in. And it's what hit me last night, truthfully, was I kept being like, okay, people need to not freak out. And then I was like, okay, well, they can freak out if they want, but I'm not going to freak out. And then you realize, like, it doesn't matter really how you feel about it. This is happening whether we want it to or not. And there's only so much you can do. So it is overwhelming. And what I hit today when I woke up, I was like super anxious again. And, I tried to go about my day and I was doing work and whatever. And I just thought to myself, okay, you have two choices here. Like, this shit is happening and life is happening, and you can look at the bright side, or you can start, like you said, looking at four ways to kind of make life go on, or, you know, needs that might need to be met that maybe you could shift even career stuff for a moment. And also for me, it was like, I got to focus on the good in my life, because when news gets bad, and there's been so much bad news lately, like I keep having that feeling where it's like, okay, I get over one obstacle and I get past one thing, and then boom, here comes another one. You know, like I personally have had a lot going on, and that's taken a minute. And then all of a sudden, like, our city's torn apart and we're quarantined or something, you know, it's like, but you can easily get really bogged down with that shit. So I even put on my Instagram, we have some friends on the Bobby Bone Show. They do this segment called Tell Me Something Good. I think it's so amazing because the news is so negative all the time, and they focus on the negative because then that's what sells.
That's what sells.
So they do a segment called Tell Me Something Good. So I put that on my Instagram and I was like, can you guys just like DM me some good stuff? Like, what are you grateful for today? And tell me about it, because that's what I need to think about, is the small things, because we all have so much we can easily be grateful for. And I've gotten so many DMs. They put me in such a good mood. So Chip and I kind of decided that was what we were going to focus on today, and how we were going to start acting casual as much as you can in a situation like this, but was to focus on the good. Not to not pay attention to what's going on. I'm not saying live under a rock, but don't let yourself only do that all day.
Right. Well, you know, we were talking about this a little earlier, and it's really hard to find good news. Mm-hmm. You know, it's even when, you know, a celebrity passes away or something bad happens or whatever, people are so quick to share that news. Like, hey, did you hear so-and-so died? Did you hear so-and-so died? And it's just weird. Like, I don't know what it is about, like, our human psyche that, like, wants to share that and wants to spread that kind of news faster versus, oh my God, so-and-so had a baby, you know, like it's, I just like, it just doesn't spread the same way. And it's, you know, we started doing a little research, like, where can you find good news on the internet? And it's surprisingly bleak itself. Like, a lot of the websites, like, don't look that professional. And, but there are a few, so we're going to share some of those with you too.
You have them. I don't.
Well,
I love
okay.
it. You're looking at me like, go ahead, Kelly. And I'm like, I don't know, Chip.
Feel free to pipe in. Well, look, I wish that I could say that I knew more about these, like, before we started doing the research.
Yeah.
But like I said, they're sort of hard to find. But it looks like the biggest and the one that's been around the longest, too, is thegoodnewsnetwork.org.
I just love that title, The Good News Network. Yeah. Here we are. We're The Good News Network.
It's been around since 1997, and they have 21,000 positive news stories in their archive.
So what kind of, like, what are the basis of most of these stories? Are they all over the place?
Yeah, they're sort of all over the place. They also, real quick, they have a podcast that you can listen to.
The Good News Network podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the app?
I guess it's the Good News Network. It's their 5-star app.
You know what would be
and good news gurus is the name of their podcast.
Good News Gurus.
Gurus.
I bet that app would be a good thing to have on your phone, because you know when you're like sitting at work, or maybe this is just me, but when you're sitting at work and you have downtime for a second, and like you get on your phone and you're on Instagram, or you're reading Twitter and you're reading all this bad news, like, okay, why don't you take a break for a second and go read some good news? Maybe they have alerts too.
Well, and yeah,
which would be a nice thing to pop into your phone.
I'm definitely downloading it. I'm going to download it. They also have there's an email newsletter called The Morning Jolt, and it gives like daily doses
of good news.
Of good news.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm doing all of these things.
Well, and it look, you know, just like They have a USA segment. They have a world segment. They have an inspiring segment. They have a hero segment and an animal segment. It's funny. I feel like a lot of times when you read good news, it has to do with like a puppy or, you know.
It's so true. Actually, I was going to mention something later when we get to the Instagram stuff, but puppies in general are just, you know, this is like it's a therapeutic treatment that people use.
Yeah.
You go bring puppies to either like
hospitals,
a lot of hospitals, yeah. a lot of cancer patients, because they do just bring such positivity, and it's like an unconditional love. It's kind of like kids, you know.
Yeah.
They're just positive to be around.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's everything on here ranges from just inspiring stories to health. Uh-huh. To sports stuff. Like there's an article about the first amputee who's going to compete in the Olympics.
That's the kind of stuff that makes you go, okay, if that person can do that,
then act like, fucking casual.
Yeah, like, we need to act casual. I need to get out of bed today and I need to like
right.
tell me something good.
There's a story about a 40-year-old man who is the second person in the world cured of HIV.
What? How is that possible?
For 30 months, he's been virus-free. I haven't read it, but like that's a great headline.
I think about Magic Johnson all the time. Just a side note. I mean, do you remember what a big deal that was? And yeah. he is like thriving.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I wonder if he might just be on antivirals that like suppress it and make it, mm-hmm. you know, so that he can live. But this says cured. There's no active viral infection in the patient's body, it says.
You know what? I'm going to put into the universe right now. We're going to be reading that article about coronavirus.
There you go.
Cured. Hashtag cured.
Hashtag cured.
Putting it out there. You heard it here first, people.
Well, I mean, look, the good news is that is sort of, the cured isn't the word that they're using in China, but this week, it was the first week that they had single digit cases.
Right. That's huge.
Yeah. They were getting 3,000 a day.
Which is insane.
It's insane.
That's
so.
What, and that is again the point of all the stuff that we're going through right now.
And just so that's factual, that is in the region where it started, the single okay. digits, not in all of China, but in the region. So, okay. I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Right.
Yeah.
They got it under control fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seemingly.
So that's why I think it's really important for us to do this preventative stuff. And,
right.
Yeah.
So the Good News Network.
The Good News Network looks like it's the sort of the biggest and the best. Reddit also has, I mean, I'm not a Redditor, so I don't know what you call.
Is that the proper term?
I don't even know if that's it. I don't use Reddit. and it's mainly because I really can't figure out how.
Okay.
But they have a whole section of, it's called Uplifting News. It's like r/Uplifting News. So, and it's got cute stories about an elephant that traveled 12 hours to mourn a human who rescued them.
Oh.
So, yeah, it looks like it's people post good news stories and then okay. comment on it. So,
okay.
So for all those people who use Reddit and understand it, that could be a good source of good news.
What was the one you were telling me about, the 1000awesomethings.com?
Yeah, that's a website that's been around for a while. It's it's by an author who wrote The Happiness Equation.
Okay.
He started this blog called 1000 Awesome Things, and it was a way for him. It was therapeutic for him in a really hard time in his life. And it like went on to, it spawned, he's written several books since then. It won best blog 2 years in a row. And it's like, it's really cute. I'm trying to find it. I've got a million tabs open for my research. But I'm like going through each of them.
See the panic on his face right now.
I'm trying to find that one. Keep talking. Vamp.
Stop using your hands to talk right now and search. Close those tabs down, man.
So I guess I could just pull it up. It's 1000awesomethings.com. And you know, it's little things like right. finding the beginning of a roll of tape.
Oh, that's like the one you were telling me earlier.
How good that makes you feel. So he's now going back through and reposting the things that he shared
yeah.
in the past. So that's number 289 shared yesterday.
Do you know the fact that you cannot experience gratitude and anxiety at the same time? It's like impossible. It's humanly impossible to experience gratitude,
those
two emotions, gratitude and anxiety at the same time. So that's why they say, like, when you're going through a really bad time, to like write a gratitude list every day, you know, to do the five things, even if some days all you can be grateful for is a roof over your head, which is a huge thing to be grateful for, but
huge.
Like things that we don't always think about and just take for granted, you know?
Yeah. I didn't know that that was a fact, but
that is a fact, my friend.
It's so, you know, it's so easy to get bogged down. I mean, a lot of times the first thing I do when my alarm goes off is I read the news.
I always do the skim.
Yeah. And so, and you know, like we were saying earlier, it's generally never good news.
That is true. I actually just said the skim and I realized the reason I read the skim, which if anyone doesn't, it's a daily email I get. I think it's a website too, skim.com, yeah, and it's S-K-I-M-M. The reason I read that as my news, like first thing in the morning, is because they don't make light of the situations, but they're funny. And so everything they're presenting, even if it's about coronavirus or something terrible with politics or just what's happening, you know, they somehow find a spin that is humor related, or it's like the way they say it is funny. And so you laugh while reading almost bad news, which makes it a little easier to tolerate.
Yeah. Is it like more headline based, or do they actually like put the articles?
It's more headline based. Like that's why I like it, is because I get an email of the bullet points basically of the top things happening.
And then you can read the ones that you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. More panic just set in. My computer froze.
You probably had too many tabs open.
I probably do.
Okay, well,
that's some bad news, you guys.
There's no more.
The good news is I have my phone.
Good.
So
okay.
There we go.
Well, I mean, moving on from just the actual websites, I think a lot of us are moving so fast all the time, although that might change right now. We are going to have a lot of downtime. Something I like to just do is, you know, my Instagram even becomes a place where I start either comparing myself to other people or going, I'm not thinking of that. Like my business isn't as successful as other people's. I think it's just easy for us to get bogged down in Instagram too, because everyone's presenting, you know, their perfect
life.
So I have to always have funny accounts that I follow, either meme accounts or positive accounts or something that can just make me laugh amongst all the shit. And especially right now with, you know, you just need something positive. So I came up with a list of like the funny meme accounts that I follow or that bring me joy. I actually did a podcast a couple of weeks ago. It's called the J Train Podcast. And oh, Chip got his computer back ready. Positive, see? Tell me something good. Okay, so the podcast is called J Train. The guy's a comedian. His name's Jared Fried or Fried. I can't ever remember how to say it. He's so funny. I had so much fun. Have you ever like just sat with a comedian and had a conversation?
No.
Very
not
interesting.
That I can remember.
He's super quick too, so everything moves fast. And I was like, I gotta keep up, you know. But he has a funny Instagram. It's just his name, which is Jared Fried. I guess it's Fried. Jared Fried.
Well, if it was Friedman, I'd say Friedman.
Oh yeah. Okay, so Jared Fried.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening. How rude of me.
Jared, let us know.
Anyway,
let us see your name.
Text me. Anyway, he is great at memes. And he just like, he also does these reviews of The Bachelor, which is really funny to me because I'm a Bachelor fan. So if you need a laugh, like he's one of those guys who's taking situations like the coronavirus, finding the funny things that we can at least make fun of ourselves for, you know, even if it's about like hand sanitizer and all of those things. Like he was today, I think the thing was like, how much Purell should I be drinking right now? Like his caption was like, Suri, do you have an answer for me? You know, what's the answer? Because we're all just like guzzling. I feel like I'm bathing in freaking hand sanitizer right now.
It's crazy. You can't, I mean, the fact that you cannot find it in stores is
it's
blowing
insane.
My mind.
I mean, you can't find it on Amazon. If you can't find something on Amazon, that is something's wrong.
That is end of world shiz.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes. Okay, so I have him. He's great at memes. I mean, the fat Jewish is so funny.
Moist Buddha.
I also follow Moist Buddha. Do you follow Betches?
I did. I deleted a lot of these accounts, not because I don't like them,
because
it was what I liked so much that it was all I was being served with the algorithm. So I was like, literally, my friends were having babies and I had no idea. You know?
Yeah.
So the whole point of like staying connected through Instagram became lost on me because all I cared about were these meme accounts.
They're so funny.
I mean, honestly, I look back and I'm like, God, I should just delete all the like people that are sharing bad news and only follow the funny ones.
We were talking about puppies earlier. I follow one called @puppiesbetch. It's like,
oh my God.
It's so funny. They do funny things about like when your Netflix asks if you're still watching and then it cuts to this puppy with all these chins. Cause you know, when you're like laying in your bed watching Netflix and you catch that glimpse of that reflection of yourself in the black screen and it's like the ugliest you've ever looked. Yeah. So they do funny stuff like that with animals. I mean, it's not anything to be sad about, PETA people, but it's like really funny, cute stuff with dogs. Dogs always make you smile.
They make me smile. I have boxers, so anyone that knows me knows that I'm obsessed with boxers. Yeah. But the amazing thing about Instagram is they know me better than most people.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's crazy what shows up in my suggested. So I follow a bunch of boxer accounts. I follow a bunch of boxer accounts, and so I have lots of dogs in my life. It's weird. I just went to follow Puppies Betches.
It's private.
Why do they do that? Like really big accounts. Like there's one Tank Sinatra that does meme accounts. And I used to follow him and I referenced it today when we were talking and I looked back. I mean, he's got 2.4 million followers or something like that. And it's private. So
I just coughed and did the elbow cough. I just want everyone to know. And I don't have coronavirus. I don't think it's just allergies.
Elbow. I wonder why they do that.
I think it's so they get the followers and you can't just like read their content without following them.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah, because they're monetizing it.
And also if you're creating content like that, like authentic content, it's time consuming and draining and you want to have the credit for it. Like you want to have the follower for it.
Well, I mentioned Tank Sinatra. He has a good news one that's Tank Goodness.
Oh, Tank Goodness.
Yeah, and it's
at Tank Goodness.
I think it's, yeah, at Tank. Sorry, it's at Tank Good News.
Mm.
Tank's Good News. Sorry. T-A-N-K-S.
Wow.
Good
okay,
News.
I like Reed as well. Let's start over.
Never mind.
Keep the political out of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you start again? At what?
At Tank's Good News.
At Tank's Good News. I love that you started at like something completely
at
different.
Tank's Good News.
Yeah. If there's any stylist out there, or anyone who works in the freelance world like I do, at Stressed Stylist is so funny because it's so accurate of just the struggle of a freelancer.
Will non-stylists get the jokes?
I think anyone who's freelance will get the jokes because it's just like the struggle. I mean, the struggle is so real and stuff like that, but like it's kind of hard to explain to people. You know, our job seems very glamorous and it is on some aspects. And then it's really not on others. Right. So it's any, yeah, that's a great one.
I've got a good news story about a stylist that, I mean, it's old, but so.
Do tell.
I worked with a band called AWOL Nation years ago.
Yes.
And this was on their first record. So it was literally a while ago because they're getting ready to put out their fourth. But we were on set for a video and we'd hired a stylist and she brought an assistant and she had taken a second job for the same day and not
so
told
stressful.
Us. And left set, didn't say bye because she had her assistant there. So she thought she could like sort of sneak under the radar. And when the lead singer, who is AWOL Nation, was getting dressed, we noticed that the jacket and because he was wearing a suit, the jacket and the pants actually didn't match.
I'm like, having so much anxiety.
I think it
right
was
now.
Like it was like a pinstripe situation. Yeah. And they were like completely different materials and the width of the stripes were different. She had gotten the wrong matching stuff.
Waiting
so,
for the good news here.
Well, it gets there. So the assistant's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I'm just going to run to, I think it was H&M. I'm going to run to H&M and see if they have it. Saves the day, finds the pants. She's like totally this like cute girl. The lead singer of AWOL Nation, his name is Aaron. The stylist girl name happened to be Aaron as well. And like a few months later.
Is this a love story?
It is. It turns into a love story. So he had a girlfriend at the time. So a few months later, he and his girlfriend had broken up. And he calls me and he's like, hey, is there any way to find that girl Erin that was on set that like sort of saved the day? And I was like, let me think. And I was like, oh, I have a call sheet. I bet her information's on it. So it was. So I gave him her email address. And he emailed her. And they went on a date and they're married now. They've been married for a few years. Yeah. Aaron and Aaron. And the funny thing is
Aaron and Aaron.
When he sent me a screenshot of like the text or the email that he sent her. I think it was an email. And he spelled her name the same as his. His is A-A-R-O-N and hers is E-R-I-N. And he was like, hey, Aaron, it's Aaron. And I was like, I don't have the heart to tell you that you spelled her name like a boy's.
Well, hopefully not. But it worked
out.
Yeah,
he's got it figured out now. But no, it's so cute. Like, so out of a crisis can come like great things. Isn't that some good news?
Tell me something good. Okay, I have one last account that everyone should go follow because it brings me so much joy. It's I Am Zoe. Have you heard of this guy?
Yes. Hey, Fran. What'd you say, Fran?
Okay, it's I Am Zoe, I-A-M-Z-O-I-E. Anytime I'm feeling down, I go to his account, especially on Fridays. I don't know if you know about his Fridays. First of all, I'm going to slow down.
All right, Fran.
I'm getting so excited. All right, Fran. So what he does, the main thing he does on his account is he takes videos that people post, I guess, on YouTube or any sort of place on the internet, and he makes them look like they're FaceTime calls. And so he starts interacting with whatever the video is, which a lot of times it's kids. So right. That, again, we've mentioned how funny and fun kids can be. And so he's interacting with them. He calls them friend. It's why we're going friend. But he... it's always something funny. I mean, it's always like his reactions are so amazing and I will be laughing out loud.
And he always
time.
Hangs up on them.
Yeah. Or they hang up on him. He's like, all right, friend. So we're probably not describing it to sound hilarious because we're not him, but they're really, really funny.
They're so good. He also like has videos of him like dancing on a stripper pole.
Well,
too,
that's what I was
really going
to say on Fridays.
Oh, that's the
what
Friday
happens
thing.
On Fridays.
Okay.
And that sounds so weird to be like, oh my God, and I'm so obsessed when he goes to dance on a stripper pole.
I didn't realize those were Fridays.
Yes.
Thing.
Every Friday he puts up a new strip pole dance. But he's such a good dancer, one. And I'm just fat. I can watch dancers all day.
Like, isn't he in someone's music video right now?
Right now he is. And I can't remember the song, but I've been listening to it all the time because I love it. And the video is good because it's all these people dancing, which I watch on repeat too.
Right.
You can go to his account and see the video. It's up. But yeah, every Friday he goes, he just like has this room with a stripper pole and he goes and he just freestyles this dance. And it sounds so stupid, but it's fascinating,
he's
right?
He's really good.
And he has such a positive energy that you're sitting there just smiling. Before you realize, you're like smiling at your phone and it's, you always
he's
get gonna
be
good.
He's going to be a breakthrough star, I feel like.
Well, 2020. Has like 6.9 million
I know, but
followers.
I feel like
I love that you're actually
dollars.
Like, oh, the breakthrough's
you dollars
coming.
Or followers?
Followers. He has 6.9 million yeah. followers. I feel like the breakthrough already happened.
But no, I feel like breakout. Some really mainstream stuff is going to come his way.
Maybe like TV.
Yeah. He's really funny. And like, I don't know if he actually does the editing and the sound effects and stuff for his videos, but it's brilliant. It's so, so good.
So good. Anytime I'm in a bad mood, he's where I go. So
if you want to do at casual, call us.
Hey, Zoe. Is that
Fran?
His name? Hey, friend.
Hey,
friend. Oh, my God. We should try to get him on. Oh okay. God, new goals. New goals for 2020. We're just putting so much stuff in the universe. Coronavirus is going to get cured. We're going to have people we love on the podcast.
It's going to be all good news all the time for us.
Oh, my God. All good news all the time. I love that. Well, go follow these accounts. Don't get too bogged down with everything going on. It is going to be rough, I think, for a while. I really do. I'm trying to be realistic about this. I think we're like going to face some times for a minute. So it's about finding the positive within that stuff.
Right, right. So take things seriously, but remember to...
always. Hey, put on your hazmat suit and act casual, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Act Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream Act Casual or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com and always remember,
Act Casual.